This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the 56th annual NAACP Image Awards were live Saturday night from Pasadena. Dion Cole was the host and MC Light narrated.
Good job.
Very great job.
Yes.
For the night, as usual. Morris Chestnut led a tribute for the residents of Los Angeles that lost their homes in the recent fires. And Vice President Kamala Harris was given the Chairman's Award. And her acceptance speech credited the NAACP for the groundbreaking work the organization has done for years. And then she spoke to the current state of unrest in the United States. Take a listen.
Because you see, our power has never come from having an easy path. Our strength flows from our faith. Faith in God, faith in each other, and our refusal to surrender to cynicism and destruction. Not because it is easy, but because it is necessary. Not because victory is guaranteed, but because the fight is worth it. And while we have no illusions about what we are up against in this chapter in our American story, this chapter will be written not simply by whoever occupies the Oval Office, nor by the wealthiest among us. The American story will be written by you, written by us, by we the people. I thank you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Drop the mic.
Oh, we miss her. Oh.
Yes.
Gosh.
Empowering. Powerful.
Pretty much miss anybody right now. I miss George Bush right now.
You miss George Bush right now, yes.
Hell yeah. Anybody. This dude up in here, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
The divide, the hatred.
All right. For the next 4 years. Okay. Tyler Perry's 6888 won Movie of the Year. And Kiki Palmer won Entertainer of the Year Award. She won that, and
that
she was so thrilled. Yeah, it was a surprise. I thought, what did you think? Cynthia Erivo?
Yeah.
But Kiki Palmer, well-deserving. So congratulations to her and Dave Chappelle and the Wayans family, all of them. It was a great night. Great night. Moving on, thousands of federal employees were threatened by DOGE this weekend. That is, of course, the Department of Government Efficiency run by Elon Musk. Saturday evening, Elon Musk, the head of DOGE, tweeted, "All federal employees will shortly receive an email requesting to understand what they got done last week. Failure to respond will be taken as a resignation." What? Then the emails were sent to employees across federal agencies with the subject line, What did you do last week? The email asked that employees reply with 5 bullet points summarizing what they accomplished at work last week and to copy their managers. The email also gave employees until midnight tonight, Monday, to respond. According to Yahoo, it's unclear if Doge can legally terminate the workers. What?
Why do we keep talking about what's legal?
Yeah.
When this administration does what they want to do.
That's true. Yeah. A felon is running the country.
He did a lot of illegal stuff. Yeah. He did a lot of stuff before he got in office. Now that's who you got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen to me. Rich people don't care what the law is and the rule is. They try to find ways around that to accomplish what they want to accomplish. If the rule or the law is prohibiting or getting in the way of what they want to do or accomplish, then they find a way to get around it, go through it. They look for a loophole. They hire really expensive lawyers, and they find a way, and they go about their business. That's how they do business.
Mm-hmm. And that's the world in which we live right now.
That's it.
Yeah. Finally, the Delta Airlines flight that flipped over and caught fire upon landing in Toronto. Remember, it happened about a week ago. We talked about it. Well, there were 80 people on board, okay, counting crew members. There were no fatalities, miraculously, praise the Lord. Delta Airlines has since offered to pay the passengers $30,000 for an approximate payout of $2.3 million in total. The compensation amount sparked controversy on social media.
2.3 million.
Yeah, in total.
In total.
Yeah, each passenger will get $30,000. People saying $30,000 is not enough money for what the passengers went through. I mean, they were flipped over, hanging like bats. So what do you guys think? $30,000, would you take it? Would you not take it?
I'm not taking that. No.
We're
going to the Supreme Court with my case. I ain't taking that.
And I'm injured?
Yeah, because, there was...
There's no way you flipping this plane over and I'm not injured. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, here's $30,000, okay? Here's $30,000. Go get that fixed.
Let's start at 2.53 million. Let's start there.
The total of what they wanted
to
pay.
Well, listen to me. If you're in a car accident, somebody's going to get a check out of a car accident. That's the country we live in. Mm-hmm. How can you possibly think an airplane can flip over? Because whatever it was none of the passengers' fault.
Right. Okay, 30,000. Okay, that's what you get.
I thought I had jet fuel on me, but it was my fuel.
Anyway, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.